Washington. The Senate has approved, given final passage of a bipartisan plan to keep the government running.
On this vote, the yeas are 85, the nays are 11. The 60-vote threshold having been achieved, the bill is passed.
And the early morning vote gives final congressional approval to the continuing resolution and will keep the government up and running until mid-March. It came some 40 minutes after the midnight deadline passed. Political observer Ben Domenech says this week's battle over a continuing resolution may be a harbinger of things to come on Capitol Hill during the second Trump presidency.
And now we're about to see what things really look like when Trump comes back and how different things are going to be now that he understands the process and has a different relationship with Capitol Hill than he did when Paul Ryan was in charge the first time around.
Domenech interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. Ed Donahue reports on an increase in flu cases.
The CDC says 13 states reported high or very high levels of flu-like illness last week. That's about double compared to the week before. One of those states is Tennessee. A clinic in Nashville is reporting as many as a quarter of its patients are reporting flu-like symptoms. No flu strain seems to be dominant, but it's too early in the season to know how good a match the flu vaccine will be.
As a Donahue, Tesla recalling about 700,000 vehicles.
Here's the problem. The tire pressure monitoring system warning light may not stay lit up between drive cycles, failing to warn the driver of low tire pressure. If your tires aren't properly inflated, you could be at a higher risk of a crash. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the recall includes some Model 3s from 2017 through 2025, some Model Ys from 2020 through 2025, and some Cybertrucks from 2024.
And that is correspondent Rita Foley reporting, and this is SRN News. Evangelical Christians voted for President Trump in big numbers again.
The Public Religion Research Institute has released its final analysis of the 2024 election, and as expected, white evangelical Protestants were a critical part of Mr. Trump's winning coalition. 85% of them cast ballots for the president, as did 64% of Hispanic Protestants and 59% of white Catholics. Mr. Trump also took 57% of white mainline Protestant voters. Kamala Harris won big amongst atheists and non-religious people. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Georgia Senate Republicans are recommending the state right laws banning males from female sports teams in public schools and colleges. The recommendation sets the stage for action in the 2025 legislative session. Republican Lieutenant Governor Burt Jones announced almost identical goals at the panel's first meeting back in August. Legislators empowered the Georgia High School Association to regulate transgenderism. This is SRN News. Amazon workers affiliated with the Teamsters Union were on a strike for a second day at seven of the company's delivery hubs just days before Christmas. As Donna Warder reports, you could have a tough time getting that morning coffee from Starbucks.
Workers at Starbucks say they're going on a five-day strike starting today to protest a lack of progress in contract negotiations with the company. The strikes are to start in Los Angeles, Chicago, and Seattle, and could spread to hundreds of stores across the country by Christmas Eve. The Workers United Union says Starbucks has failed to honor a commitment made in February to reach a labor agreement this year. Starbucks says the union prematurely ended a bargaining session this week and that the company is ready to continue talks. The company recently proposed to workers an economic package with no new wage increases for unionized baristas now, but a 1.5% increase in future years. I'm Donna Warder.
More on these stories at SRNnews.com.